Chai Iyar, the 18th day of Iyar, Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of Sfiras HaOmer, is the yahrzeit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Tanaic sage, the author of the Zohar, and a great expounder of Torah, particularly Kabbalah. And we'll see that the attributes and the sphere of the day really pertain to him in a specific way. But the idea being that on this day, the greatest secrets of the Torah were revealed in a most amazing manner. When he was speaking, he was surrounded by a heavenly spiritual fire. Great story that's brought down in the Zohar. And this day has become a day celebrated, a happy day, for numerous reasons. And one of them is that it's his yahrzeit. And on this day, the deepest secrets of the Torah were revealed to the Jewish people. The attribute of Torah corresponding to the day is Oyeves HaMisharim, that you should love straight truths, not willing to embellish what you're understanding, not willing to embellish your relationships with others, not willing to embellish anything, but everything should be the utmost, clearest truth. And particularly when it comes to the learning of Kabbalah and the hidden secrets of the Torah, where the slightest deviance from the exact truth can make horrific differences, is a day, and that's something which is obviously needed for a complete understanding in Torah. The sphere of the day is Hoid Shebahoid, the glory, the thanks that is within the glory or the thanks. The idea being is really intertwining our service of Hashem with our interpersonal relationships and our service of Hashem as it relates to our fellow man. When we thank Hashem, we have to do it in a way where it's going to get others to thank Him as well, that we should bring about a glory to Hashem, or thanks to Hashem, through our glory. We should do it publicly and in a way that we can bring others in to feeling that kindness that was bestowed upon us, and get others to thank Hashem as well. If we're thanking a fellow man for great kindness that they have done, for certain levels of righteousness and spirituality which they have attained and has inspired us, we have to thank Hashem for the merit to have reached such a level and to have come close to this person. And everything that we do should be fully intertwined with thanks and glorification of Hashem's name and those who fear and serve Him truthfully.